Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Born with a unique larynx, Charles Birdman Kellogg could sing like a bird, his voice ranging over 12 octaves. His extraordinary singing and ability to mimic birds and insects made him an international vaudeville star. Kellogg loved the wilderness and was troubled by the rampant logging of redwoods in Humboldt County. He wanted to combine the significance of conserving the greatness and beauty of these forests into his act. He said, "Since all the world could not come to the forest, I kept thinking and thinking through many years how to take the forest out into the world." Then one day he had an idea. Kellogg gained the support of Sunset Magazine, Nash Motors, and the Pacific Lumber Company. In the spring of 1917, he launched his project, a redwood travel log. It was a motor home created from the log of a redwood tree. He shipped the tree house on wheels by rail to the East Coast. For the next year, he toured and shared his conservation message. In storage for 75 years, the restored log is displayed today at the Humboldt Redwood State Park Visitor Center, a short distance from where the travel log was built. Today's episode of As It was written by Kirsten Schocke, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.